Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon. It's an abbreviated edition today. We're only on for an hour here, taking you up to our Budweiser from the Dugout show presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. And now we bring in our good buddy Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians. Every week Joel comes on. It's brought to you by Avon Brewing Company. They are located in the historic building on the corner of 611 and Detroit in Avon's French Creek District. Joel, thanks for coming on. As always, a pleasure to have you on the show. And boy, five straight wins last week, followed by a couple of losses. But boy, last night's game was so entertaining. I think it's easy to get lost in all the, you know, Dallas Keuchel pitching a wonderful game. The Tribe Bats were able to get a couple of runs on the board. I think lost in all that, though, was a pretty strong pitching performance by Josh Tomlin. Tomlin really came to play yesterday. And I think he's one of those guys that quietly, even though he did have a bad outing or two, quietly, he's having a pretty nice start to the season.
Yeah, a couple straight quality starts, and I think he and Mickey Callaway worked on some release point issues. I won't pretend like I know all the ins and outs of release points and all that stuff, but I think he worked on a couple of things that he and Mickey saw on tape, and now two straight quality starts. And look, when you play a game against a team as good as the Astros, a pitcher as good as Dallas Keuchel, you know runs are going to be at a premium, and that fifth inning when he gave up three runs, was our downfall. But I thought he pitched well. I think he referenced that battle with Nori Aoki, where Aoki fouled off four straight 2-2 pitches and ultimately deposited one over Guyer's head for their first run. And then the next hitter, you hear often, and you've heard this, I'm sure, that when you go through an at bat like that, a 9-pitch at bat or whatever, then the next hitter, it benefits the next hitter. And, of course, Josh Reddick was the next hitter and had that 2-run single. So it was a fun game, though. It felt like it's only mid-April or late April, but it felt like a playoff game, and that was a fun one. Sometimes you got to tip your hat to the pitcher, and Keuchel was that good, similar like the White Sox over the weekend. Sometimes you got to tip your hat to Corey Kluber when he throws a 3-hitter, and, you move on to the next one,
Joel, this is a great series, not just a great game, I think, with the with Dallas Keuchel, Josh Tomlin last night, but everything that you're hearing about Houston, the way they started this season, the team that they've been in the past, and of course the Cleveland Indians, and everything that's expected of them this year. It's early in the year, I know, but this has to be exciting for everyone, I think, with the Indians organization when you get a series like this at the start of the season.
Yeah, I think we play them again in their place in next month. So we'll have our fill of them. We only play two series, and so we'll see them a bunch here in the next few short weeks. But it is a fun series tonight. We've got McCullers and Bauer. And Bauer's actually pitched well. I know the results haven't been there, but he's pitched well. He pitched well last week in Minnesota. So it'll be fun to see him take on this Astros lineup. Interesting to see what the Astros do. Of course, they had that scary collision last night with Altuve and Teoscar Hernandez, and they were short on bodies anyway because George Springer has a bad hamstring, and they had to make another move because of another player's concussion. I'm not quite sure who that was, but I know they're short on bodies, so it'll be interesting to see what they do with their lineup without Altuve. I assume he will not play tonight. He looked pretty banged up after that collision, if you saw it. But it'll be another fun one. And of course, we've got our number one on the mound Thursday.
Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I want to talk about this 15 Seconds of Fame app. Boy, this is absolutely fantastic, a brilliant idea. Joel, for those who haven't heard about this, can you kind of elaborate on it and just give our listeners an idea as to what this 15 Seconds of Fame app is?
Yeah, the Cavs have done it for a couple years now, and we're the first baseball team to roll it out, and it is really cool. So if you've ever been on the SportsTime Ohio broadcast, our cameras catch you, when they pan to the crowd, or if you've ever been on the scoreboard, which I know is a lot of people's goals to get their face on our scoreboard, now you have the ability to have that clip sent directly to your phone. So how you do it is you download the 15 Seconds of Fame app. You essentially just upload a selfie, and what it does is it has facial recognition technology, which if you would have told us, this was going to happen 10 years ago, we probably would have laughed you out of the building. But, so it has facial recognition technology. Then we upload somehow on the back end, 15 Seconds of Fame gets our TV broadcast, gets our scoreboard feed, and anytime they recognize your face via that technology and the selfie you upload to the app, they're able to digitally deliver that clip to your phone so you can tweet it, put it on Facebook, put it on YouTube, whatever. So really cool thing we just rolled out for this homestand. Hopefully, a lot of our fans take advantage of it, especially as the summer approaches.
That's really awesome. So instead of trying to whip your phone out and take a picture of the video board, you download this 15 Seconds of Fame app, and all you have to do is upload a selfie. And because of the facial recognition technology, you can sidestep that one step where you're trying to mentally prepare yourself for if you're up on that gigantic video board to take a picture. That's fantastic. See,
it was funny. Last night, now that we kind of rolled that out and announced that to our fans, I was watching the school board, and you said it. Mm-hmm. As soon as people see themselves on the board, they scramble for their phones, and by the time they get their phone out, they're off the board. Now we've solved that for you, and so we'll be promoting that, and hopefully our fans can get that app and get those clips delivered to them. It's really cool and something, just one more kind of small thing that we can add to our fans' experience at the ballpark.
Well, and I think as these things continue to develop, too, I mean, I don't think folks totally understand just how easy it is to use that MLB ballpark app. I mean, it could not be any simpler. I mean, if you get tickets transferred to you, if you are a season ticket holder on any level, that is the easiest thing that you could use. I mean, you don't need a physical ticket. You just get the barcode on your phone and you swipe it and away you go. This is another one of those things. It's so simple.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the ballpark app because 15 Seconds of Fame, first of all, is available in the ballpark app. So you don't even, you can link directly to it. But the ballpark app, don't have to print your tickets anymore. You can easily forward your tickets to somebody. If you can't go at the last minute, Andy, if I can't go tomorrow and you can use the tickets, I can, forward them to you in a matter of 15 seconds. So it's really cool. And we're going to be doing more of that, more with that app where, in the future we can, build a customer rewards program through the app that we can, we know, what you're buying at the concession stands. We can offer you a discount on those certain games. More of that stuff is coming down the pike. So, we've actually been at the forefront of MLB teams and being a guinea pig for that app and testing stuff. And, so happy to do it. And again, it's going to be easier and easier to get into the ballpark and get rewards for coming. So, more on that stuff to come.
Certainly adds to the fan experience, and I'm sure for the fans going out to the games, you get this Houston Astros series, and then it's the Seattle Mariners coming to town. That should be an exciting series as well, Joel.
Yeah, the Mariners, I think, had high hopes, and I know they're off to a poor start. Yeah. But, they've got a good team. They've got a good offense. I know Mitch Haniger, who was involved in one of their trades this offseason. I think Jerry DePoto made like 15 trades, but I know he was involved in one of their trades. He's played well, although I believe he did leave last night's game. With a strained hamstring, but that'll be another tough series. I know that, like I said, they're going through a rough patch. I know Felix Hernandez is going for an MRI, I believe. So they've hit a tough patch at the start, and I know they're in a tough division, so they're up against it, but it'll be another tough test for us. And like we talked about last week, I think our guys view it as, look, if we play like we're capable of playing, we can beat anybody on any given day, and I think that's what our crew will be most focused on.
Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. His appearance is presented by Avon Brewing Company. Boy, not only are the Mariners in town this weekend, but you have a chance to get your hands on some AL Championship winner hats this weekend, too, if you're in a certain section, correct?
Yeah, we're testing this out. We're kind of testing, adding value to a ticket and seeing how our fans respond. So any ticket purchased at indians.com/winner hat in the upper box or upper reserve sections for Friday or Saturday will get this cool AL Champs winner hat presented by Cleveland Clinic. So, again, we're kind of testing how a promotion like this sort of, drives fan behavior, drives purchase behavior. And so, again, only at indians.com/winner hat. If you go to indians.com and just click tickets, you will not get this offer. So indians.com/winter hat. Purchase an upper box or upper reserve ticket for Friday or Saturday's game against the Mariners, and one of these hats will be waiting for you. And people are like, why are you giving away a hat in April as summer's coming? Well, winter is always just around the corner. And so hopefully we play deep into the fall again this year, and you'll be prepped for it with this hat. It's really cool. If you go to that site, Andy, there's a picture of Andrew Miller rocking one. We made the joke earlier this week that Andrew Miller does not come with the offer, but you will get the hat that he's rocking.
Speaking of Andrew Miller, boy, I mean, not that we didn't expect this coming in, but he's just lights out. I mean, just absolutely lights out right now. And again, when a guy comes onto the scene for the Tribe like he did last year in the postseason, it's so hard to follow that up with anything remotely close to what he did last year. But my goodness, I mean, you watch that guy pitch. he's just filthy. He's got so much in the arsenal that just blows other teams away. And you can put him against the best of the other team's best, and he still blows them away. I mean, does he even kind of take you guys by surprise sometimes?
No, I don't think so. I think our staff uses him, you know, how they know he's capable of succeeding. And, you know, it's funny, like last night when he gives up a hit, it's stop in your tracks moment. You know, he's victimized last night by that error, two-base error. And then he gives up a single, and all of a sudden the Astros get an insurance run, which really could have proved to be really important for them. But when he gives up a hit, it's like, stop what you're doing, like what just happened. That's how dominant he's been and how, you know, how important he is to us. So he'll be fine. Cody Allen has pitched really well to start the season two, and our bullpen is a good luxury to have, as you guys know.
Yeah, the bullpen has been pretty darn good so far this year, and you've got so many elements in that bullpen that are just lights out. Joel, we appreciate the time as always. We know you are a very busy man today. Best of luck to the Tribe a little bit later on tonight. We're going to be giving away tickets here in just a few to a game in the upcoming future here. So we always appreciate you stopping by, Joel, and we will talk to you again next week.
Guys, talk to you then. Thanks a lot.
All righty, that's Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians. Again, when he comes on, it's brought to you by Avon Brewing Company. They are located in the historic building on the corner of 611 and Detroit in Avon's French Creek District. We're giving away some tickets after this on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.